USA News. I'm Dave Collins. Israel and Hamas have agreed to a two-day pause in fighting extension, according to National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby.
Hamas has committed to releasing another 20 women and children over the next 2 days. We would, of course, hope to see the pause extended further.
11 more hostages have been released by Hamas as part of the temporary truce with Israel. Qatar officials said the fourth group of freed hostages does not include any Americans. Kirby estimates that fewer than 10 Americans are still held by the militant group. Vermont police have a suspect in custody.
A 48-year-old man arrested yesterday as a suspect involved with the shootings of three college students of Palestinian descent in Burlington, Vermont on Saturday night. Jason Eaton was taken into custody yesterday near where the shooting happened. He is expected to be arraigned this morning. I'm Corey Myers.
Memorial services for the late former First Lady Rosalynn Carter are underway in Atlanta. The public can pay their respects as she lies in repose in the lobby of the Jimmy Carter Presidential Library. The funeral for Rosalynn Carter is scheduled for Wednesday in Plains, Georgia, where she will be laid to rest at the family residence. Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are relocating to Los Angeles, as reported by TMZ. A couple currently residing in Montecito, Santa Barbara County, has abandoned the search for properties in Malibu and intends to explore various neighborhoods in the Los Angeles area. Their primary concerns are privacy and security. In 2020, the couple briefly lived in Los Angeles, staying at a mansion owned by Tyler Perry. Derek Chauvin, the former Minnesota police officer, was convicted of killing George Floyd, is expected to survive after being stabbed in prison. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Embattled New York Congressman George Santos expects to be expelled from office as soon as this week. This comes after a House Ethics Committee said it found evidence that Santos used his campaign funds for personal use, violated other laws, and lied about his education. The Republican went on a rant on X over the holiday weekend, saying his colleagues are hypocrites and Congress is full of felons. Today, Cyber Monday, analysts still warning online shoppers, beware scams and do your research before making purchases. If you want to buy something and don't know much about the company, Google the name, type scam, or research to learn more. The body of an 11-year-old girl missing from a landslide in Alaska has been found, increasing the death toll to four. The body of Kara Heller was found on Saturday just after 6:30 p.m. local time after a scent detection canine indicated an area of debris that was then searched. Two more people, Derek Heller, 12, and Otto Florschultz, 65, are still missing.
There were three structures directly in the path of this landslide. Two houses on the mountain side of the highway and one house on the water side of the highway.
Officials are worried about another landslide and are asking residents of Wrangell to evacuate via water taxi since the landslide took out the only highway in and out of the town. A freighter stuck after it ran aground in the Detroit River. The Coast Guard is using tugboats to try and free it. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.